serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is day three of the government shutdown. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are furloughed. President Trump has said he is figuring out ways to fire them permanently. White House Budget Director Russell Vogt now saying that the administration will withhold $2 billion already earmarked for Chicago infrastructure projects. Earlier this week, $18 billion in infrastructure was also pulled from Blue State, New York. A shock in Southern California.
Sitting at home watching TV and then all of a sudden it's kind of sounded like plane engines, almost a plane about to crash, and then a big whoosh, and the curtains all flipped up, The windows were slightly open, almost felt like an earthquake because the house shook, so we didn't know what was going on.
Keith Moore, who lives next door to the Chevron refinery in El Segundo that burned overnight. New information about the Manchester synagogue attack. It's now believed one of the two people who died was shot and killed by police. This is ABC News. The former pastor of Gateway, a Texas megachurch, one-time advisor to President Trump, has pleaded guilty to 5 felony counts of child sex abuse. ABC's Jim Ryan says he's already been sentenced.
At its height, the suburban Dallas church drew 26,000 people to its Sunday service. During one sermon, Pastor Robert Morris acknowledged,
I was very sexually immoral as a teenager.
Cindy Clemisher said Morris sexually assaulted her for 4 years in the 1980s, starting when she was 12.
People should not be able to do this to children and get away with it.
For his guilty plea, the 64-year-old was handed a 10-year sentence, only 6 months of which he will actually spend in jail. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Sean Combs could be handed an 11-year prison sentence when the judge in his prostitution case hands down his sentence today. Prosecutors want that number of years behind bars. His lawyers say the amount of time he has served already should be enough. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office would like you to be aware of a fraud alert. You may receive a plain envelope with no return address containing a fraudulent document claiming you have won something. They would like to remind you to please use caution and contact law enforcement if you receive anything in the mail that you believe may be fraudulent or a scam. Remember, if you did not sign up for any giveaways, you did not win anything. Once again, please keep eyes out for any suspicious things you may receive in the mail that could be fraudulent or a scam. And also remember, emails and texts may also be susceptible to these scams. When in doubt, do not be afraid to contact local law enforcement and check with them. Thursday, October 16th from 12 to 5 p.m., there's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. Please call Jenny Young to make an appointment at 715-744-3267. And remember, if you give blood before October 19th, you can get a $10 Amazon gift card by email. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 16th from 12 to 5 p.m. over at 598 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. Recently, the American Red Cross Northeast Wisconsin chapter honored a local hero not for her blood donations, but for quick thinking. Lisa Hale has more.
Dominique McQueen lives in Green Bay, but she works in Wausau as a public defender. That's where her story of being the Good Samaritan hero for 2025 starts, in the Marathon County Courthouse.
I was in court one day, and there was a gentleman in the gallery, and we thought at first he was sleeping. He was kind of making some snoring noises, and the judge thought he was sleeping. The judge banged his gavel, and the DA was like, I don't think he's okay. She's like, can I go approach him? And then she did, and she's like, I don't think he's okay. We need to call 911. So I jumped up and asked her to help me get him down to the floor, and I performed CPR on him until court security could get there.
To put it bluntly, McQueen, through fast thinking and knowledge of CPR, saved that man's life.
At a previous job, I got CPR certified, so that's how I knew how to do that. It was terrifying, and I still don't know how I did it. I just acted, and afterwards, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I was in shock for just a couple hours after that. So
McQueen advises everyone to take a course in CPR.
I would ask everybody that is able to get CPR certified, because honestly, it's something you hope you never have to use, but if you're ever in that situation, you want to be able to do it.
The Red Cross recognized those they call local heroes at a ceremony in August.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholar Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the North Woods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
Bring on the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs tomorrow, just after 1 p.m. in Game 1 of the Best of 5 Divisional Series in Milwaukee. After being swept by the Yankees in New York at the start of the season, who would have thought the Brewers would set a franchise record of 97 wins on the way to winning their division? Pat Murphy.
No one expected this, to break the franchise record for wins. Would you have said that coming out of New York or after opening day here? It just shows you who's in the room.
The Brewers have had the past week off. Another workout session at the ballpark today. Are they ready now for the playoffs? Freddy Peralta will start for Milwaukee.
We just have to stay focused and keep doing what we've been doing, trusting in each other, just to remind us ourselves that we never have to give up and keep going.
College football, the Badgers take on number 20th ranked Michigan in Ann Arbor. Kickoff tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. My buddy told me that he caught 6 walleyes in less than an hour. And I told him, you got to tell me how, you got to tell me where. And he did. It worked for me, and it'll work for you too. I'll tell you what it was, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, OnX Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the OnX Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
So my friend went out and caught 6 walleyes in less than an hour. I said, you got to tell me how, you got to tell me where. And he did. The how was going out at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yes, this is a night bite, and you have to go out in the wee hours. He said this is when the fish were most active on this lake. And the lake that he was out on was a smaller body of water where the fish were stocked, had clear water, so it was a deep weed line. The weed line started in about 12 feet, and some areas it was out as deep as 15 feet. And he said there was not a lot of mid-lake structure. It was mostly a bowl with weeds around the edges, stocked walleyes, decent visibility for water, and the weed line was fairly deep. And he went out there and he just used a live bait rig and presented sucker minnows right along the edge of that vegetation. And those walleyes at that time of day, in this case at that time of night, were more than willing to bite those sucker minnows that he was dragging right along the edge. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Northwoods Weather. Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54. 98Q Country.
A little love on a little honeymoon. You got a little dish and you got a little spoon. A little bitty house and a little bitty yard. A little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Bitty baby in a little bitty gown. It'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books. It all started with a little bitty look. But it's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Got a job and a little bitty check. A six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around. Little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream. It's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty. A little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
To hesitate and be too shy, way too late. I don't care what they say other lovers do. I just want to dance with you. I got a feeling that you have a heart like mine. So let it show, let it shine. If we have a chance to make one heart of two, I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just want to dance with you. I want to dance with you. Hold you in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I caught you looking at me when I looked at you. Yes, I did. Ain't that true? You won't get embarrassed by the things I do. I just wanna dance with you. Oh, the boys are playing softly and the girls are too. So am I and so are you. If this was a movie, we'd be right on cue. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance with you. Twirl you all around the floor. That's what they intended dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you. I wanna dance.
in my arms once more. That's what they invented dancing for. And I just wanna dance with you.
George Strait there at 98Q Country on another gorgeous day here in the Northwoods on a Friday edition. It's right around 8:15, time to talk a little sports. 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens hunkering down at AmFam Field probably already. Mike, good morning. How we doing there?
Pretty good. Actually, I go down there. They open up the media gate at 11 o'clock, and then we'll get to talk to the players.
Yeah.
All of them will do some of the top players, the captains, will do some press conferences, and then we'll talk to Pat Murphy, and then they're going to have a workout there from about 3 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on the ball field that we'll get to watch, because, you know, they got that whole week off, and bye week, and now we're going to see if they can get ready for the Chicago Cubs. How about that?
What have they been doing? I mean, that's a long time to go. I mean, what were they doing this week? Did they address that at all? How they were working out?
Yeah, this is like their second or third workout. And this is a long one. It's bad. It's BP. It's running the bases. It's talking about, fundamentals, that kind of thing. But, most importantly, can you get Trevor McGill back? As your closer, because this kind of baseball means guys with nerves of steel and guys that have kind of been there and done that. And but he's got this right elbow flexor. He said the other day he thinks he'll be ready. They won't talk about Brad Woodruff, but we all just assume he's done. So in terms of the rest of the rotation, Freddy Peralta tomorrow. And then probably on Monday night for game two, it would be Quinn Priester. And then after that, I'm not sure what they do. Tomorrow it's Freddie again. And after beating the Padres last night 3-1, Council did not say who his starter would be. But, the beat reporters down in Chicago this morning said it's either Javier Assad, who's got a 3.6 ERA, or the former Brewer, Colin Ray,
who'll
be on the mound tomorrow. First pitch. And so the game is going to be, if you can't make it, it's good. I'll be covering these games this weekend. That worked out good for me, because I got the Packers by.
Right? Yeah.
First pitch is at 1:08, and the game is going to be broadcast on either TBS or HBO Max. And I was joking with a guy at the ballpark the other day. I said, why it's at 1:08? Because they figure it's going to take you about 8 minutes to find it. Where's the game on TV, right?
Exactly. Just turn to the radio. But this is very unique. You've got all the scenarios. You got the manager, Council, who took the Brewers to the playoff 5 times, and he leaves and goes to kind of his heartfelt team, the Cubs. And then you got Murph coming in and doing what he's doing. I mean, this has all the drama and the scenario of just a fun series for fans.
Yeah, and ever since Selig got the Brewers over into the National League, that's a naturally built rivalry, just like, Bears and Packers, a master stroke. These two teams have never met each other in the postseason.
Wow, yeah, cool.
And this game last night, did the Cubs won? That's the first time the Cubs ever clinched a series, a loser-go-home playoff series in the history of Wrigley Field.
Yeah. The tickets on the second market are going to get crazy for this, aren't they? Cubs fans want into AmFam, right?
Probably. I haven't checked that out, what the prices are. But You hope the Brewer fans aren't selling their tickets either.
Yeah, this is an investment, too, because being a Twins fan from years back, when you follow your team through the playoffs and they manage to go to the World Series or win it, it's a lot of time. It's not like a 3-hour block for the Packers, and that's it. You're talking hours and hours, late night, taking days off because the game lasted till 1 in the morning. This is a fan investment into this.
Yeah. And the atmosphere is going to be everything. And even Craig Counsell said last night, he goes, we hope we get a lot of Cubs fans up there, too. It's going to be great. It's going to be, it's going to be a ratings bonanza for.
Yeah, and because they put Monday night's game at like 8:08 on TBS, that tells you right there what they think the ratings are going to be.
Absolutely.
So the Bucks, Giannis, a little under the weather, not at some of their workouts because COVID issue or something, was that it?
Exactly. So the Bucks are back in session. They're starting their training camp. They had their open house media day, and the first question is like, well, where's Giannis? Because this would have been our first chance to talk to him. He's back in Greece. He tested positive for COVID. So, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo spent his summer playing for his national team, Greece, in the European leagues, test positive. Bucks, in the meantime, you know, we get a chance to talk to Miles Turner, the new center, and John Horst talking about, yeah, you know, listen, we've got 21 guys here now. They're going to compete for 15 spots on the team, and the three, as they call them, two-way sort of alternates for this roster. And so they've made a lot of changes. I mean, look at a year ago at this time, Joel, you had Giannis, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton coming back from that surgery on both ankles, and Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
And those guys are all gone.
And now faster. They were younger, faster, right?
Younger and faster. And, even, and you know, that's what we said a year ago at this time. Like, well, I think your Bucks are going to be doing. It's like, well, did you see him at the end of last season? You know, this isn't the championship team. It's 5 years later. And Doc Rivers said that. He said, you know, truth be told, when I first got here, I told John, you know, your roster's too old and too slow. We're going to have to make changes in that. And gradually they did. So
yeah.
So they got some new pieces around Giannis. And now this weekend they're going to go down to Miami and work out there. And their first preseason game, I believe, is against the Miami Heat.
Yeah, I mean, the hope is to have one of these younger players turn into a star, and then you've got your Batman Robin. You got your two players, right?
Right. And that Ryan Rollins kid, now he had some surgery this summer on his shoulder, but he should be good to go. So, you know, any one of these guys might emerge and be that second score to take the pressure off of Giannis. But in the meantime, Doc Rivers is claiming for now he's fine with Giannis being your point guard, to being the guy bringing the ball across the line and distributing it that way. And I think that's smart.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about the Packer-Cowboy thing last Sunday? That was just a weird game.
We got the whole week to talk about it.
Yeah.
And LaFleur talked to us about it on Tuesday some more. And, you know, you let the Cowboys back into the game just before the half, and LaFleur admitted, you know, I probably called the wrong play. I should have just been running the football. But we went into that passing formation. Jordan Love loses the ball. Cowboys score two or three times just before the half, go up 16-13. And then in that final drive, you know, when the Packers got the ball with a little under 4 minutes left, and now they're at a fourth and six from their own 24, this is clutch. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they don't make this, the game is over.
Right.
The game is over. And Jordan Love in the pocket, under pressure, connects with his rookie, Matthew Golden, over the middle to get a first down for 14 yards. And now you're thinking, they're rolling. Because to me, the Packers, you know, through Aaron Rodgers and now even through Jordan Love, are one of the best two-minute teams in the NFL. You watch some of these other NFL games, there's good teams out there. They don't know what to do with the ball in the last 2 minutes. And the Packers are pretty good at it. Why? Because they drill it almost every other day. And then they get across and they get down into the Dallas territory, and they're kind of no huddle muddle huddle around, and LaFleur's like a car crash those last 6 seconds. They try a pass into the back of the end zone, incomplete, and the clock stops with 1 second left, just one to let them kick the field goal, which ended up sending the game into a tie, and end of game at the end of the overtime session,
yeah.
But. Yeah, they've got a lot of technical things they have to work on. I think at the end of the day, they've got to go like what Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy decided. Like, let the quarterback run the offense.
Right, exactly. Just
and
tell
save
them,
time.
Tell them you're the man. You're the man the last minute or two or whatever. You do what you do, and we'll talk to you a little bit, right?
And that's going to be the next question, I think, you know, for LaFleur next week, going into next week, and maybe the time to talk to Jordan to say, isn't it time that – like Aaron, they give you, you know, the keys to the car, and you run the offense in the final 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Badgers, number 20 ranked. Michigan, it doesn't appear to be getting any better for the Badgers.
No, and, you know, the Wisconsin State Journal had that stat this week where they said, you know, Danny O'Neill has been in there at backup quarterback and maybe holding on to the ball too long or whatever. He's been sacked 13 times in these first four games. That's one more than they allowed all last year in quarterback sacks.
Mm-hmm.
So that explains a lot. I mean, they've had troubles with their offensive line injuries. I don't know if they're going to have all their guys ready for this game tomorrow, but they got to tee off tomorrow. And it doesn't get any easier with these other teams they got playing with Iowa, Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
So they go up against Michigan in the Big House, 11 a.m. tomorrow morning, and, you know, brace yourself.
Well, Luke Fickell came in with a different philosophy, right? The Badgers have always been play defense, run the ball, and he likes to throw it a little more. It's just a different philosophy, right?
Well, and then what do they lose to Maryland? And the next day, there's Chris McIntosh, the athletic director, sitting up in a suite with Mike McCarthy watching a Badger volleyball game on an NFL Sunday. Like, you know, he's called Mike and said, did you see our game? What do I got to do, you know?
Yeah. Perfect timing for this Brewer playoff run with the Packers having a bye week. We can all focus in on the Brewers here for several games.
And you know what? It works out for me, Mike Clemens.
Yeah.
That's really what,
and that's what it's all about. Exactly. I'm glad you said it, Mike. Thank you so much, Mike. We appreciate you.
All right, I have reports from the game for you on Monday morning. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you, Mr. Clemens. Appreciate it. I'd like to comment at the end there. Mr. Clemens keeps us updated, not only during the week, but you tune in like Sunday morning. He's got an updated sports update on there. He's working all week long, our very own Civic Media employee of the century, Mike Clemens. At 8:27, let's do some birthdays in just a moment and give away a cake. If you got one, 715-762-3221. We'll get to our celebrants. Give away the cake here after our twice an hour news and sports updates.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is day three of the government shutdown. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers are furloughed. President Trump has said he is figuring out ways to fire them permanently. White House Budget Director Russell Vogt now saying that the administration will withhold $2 billion already earmarked for Chicago infrastructure projects. Earlier this week, $18 billion in infrastructure was also pulled from Blue State, New York. A shock in Southern California.
Sitting at home watching TV, and then all of a sudden it's kind of sounded like sort of like plane engines, like almost a plane about to crash, and then a big whoosh, and the curtains all flipped up, the windows were slightly open, almost felt like an earthquake because the house shook. So we didn't know what was going on.
Keith Moore, who lives next door to the Chevron refinery in El Segundo that burned overnight. New information about the Manchester synagogue attack. It's now believed one of the two people who died was shot and killed by police. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This week, Wisconsin's welcoming dairy producers from around the globe to the World Dairy Expo. Remember, though, even the healthiest animals can have germs that can make you sick. If you go, be sure to wash your hands and wipe down toys, strollers, and cell phones after being around the cattle. You can get more tips on staying safe around animals at dhs.wisconsin.gov. October 11th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., you're invited over to Elk Lake Park in Phillips for Family Fall Fest 2025. Brace yourself for heart-pounding carnival rides, indulge your taste buds in a whirlwind of sweetness with mouth-watering cotton candy and decadent caramel apples, and if you're feeling competitive, you can challenge your friends and family to a game of cornhole. There's also a pumpkin painting activity, and you can bounce your way to endless laughter in the inflatable bounce house. And also, don't forget to visit the petting zoo. Best of all, admission is completely free for all ages. Once again, this is taking place October 11th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. It's been 1 week since Congressman Tom Tiffany announced his campaign for governor, and now the first Democrat has jumped into the race to take his place in Congress. Isabella Nieto has more.
Fred Clark is a former state lawmaker and senior forester with the Department of Natural Resources and an ecologist with the Nature Conservancy. He's also served on the Wisconsin Council on Forestry, the Tourism Council, and briefly on the Natural Resources Board. In a campaign video, Clark emphasized the importance of bipartisanship.
You know, in my years working as a forester and a business owner, I worked with loggers, with landowners, and with resource managers. And we always had one unspoken rule. We just left the politics at the truck door.
Clark previously served in the state assembly, representing the Baraboo area. He won a Republican-held seat in 2008. Appearing live on air with Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow, Clark says he spent his summer getting to know many parts of the 7th Congressional District.
We went to Marshfield and to Wausau and Merrill and Tomahawk and Rhinelander and Hayward and Spooner and Webster and Hudson.
The 7th District stretches across the northern third of the state. It's the largest congressional district in Wisconsin. Clark says his trip around the district helped him decide to make his case for new representation in northern Wisconsin.
We just decided to get on the road and try to put a pulse on what people were thinking about and talking about.
Clark took aim at Congressman Tom Tiffany, saying he's been, quote, missing in action.
He was not holding public events. Some of these really momentous decisions, like the big billionaire's bill that came out of Washington that he voted for, he simply wasn't willing to stand up and account for himself in public.
Republican candidate Jesse Eben has also declared a run for the seat. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Martholler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods. With reliable service and hometown values, Minocqua Chevrolet stands out. They offer a full synthetic oil change for an everyday low price of just $49.95. And there's always a great selection of new 2025 Chevrolet models on the lot. Treating customers the way they want to be treated. It's a great place to do business. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
Bring on the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. It's the Brewers and the Cubs tomorrow, just after 1 p.m. in Game 1 of the Best of 5 Divisional Series in Milwaukee. After being swept by the Yankees in New York at the start of the season, who would have thought the Brewers would set a franchise record of 97 wins on the way to winning their division? Pat Murphy.
No one expected this, to break the franchise record for wins. Would you have said that coming out of New York or after opening day here? It just shows you who's in the room.
The Brewers have had the past week off. Another workout session at the ballpark today. Are they ready now for the playoffs? Freddy Peralta will start for Milwaukee.
We just have to stay focused and keep doing what we've been doing, trusting in each other, just to remind us also that we never have to give up and keep going.
College football, the Badgers take on number 20th ranked Michigan in Ann Arbor. Kickoff tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It's Big G from 98Q Country inviting you to join me live Saturday, October 4th in downtown Phillips for the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival. Enjoy over 50 arts and crafts vendors, great food, and kids activities including the Phillips Children's Museum. Catch live music from Reunited and Tom Burke, plus bake sales, pumpkin decorating, face painting, and local store specials. Spin our prize wheel for prizes including local certificates, Milwaukee Zoo, and Mall of America passes. Remember, Saturday, October 4th, Fall Festival in downtown Phillips.
Headed to the Phillips Fall Festival Saturday, October 4th? Warga Auto and Truck Center is too. And if you meet someone by accident, Warga's full-service body shop has your back. They work with all insurance companies for a hassle-free fix and get you back on the road fast. Check out their clean, inspected, pre-owned vehicles, plus full service and parts. Need help anytime? They've got flatbed and after-hours towing. Find Warga Auto and Truck Center on Highway 13 in Phillips.
All right, it is birthday time.
Are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give these things, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
This is your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Let's do it. Celebrities. And then our locals, and then the cake. All right, who do we have here on this third day of October? Oh, there's a lot of them today. Let's kind of shuffle through them and give you ones you may recognize. Sean William Scott, the actor from Stifler in America and American Pie. American Pie is what he was in. 49 today. He played Stifler in that movie. Fan of that. 52 for Neve Campbell today, the actress, celebrating a birthday. The Scream series is what Neve Campbell, one of the many things, Party of Five and others. Gwen Stefani is celebrating a 56th birthday today. Of course, Gwen and Blake Shelton and Item. she's a pretty talented artist too, with No Doubt. And she is, how old is she today? 56. Just a youngin', 56 for Gwen Stefani. Let's see, Clive Owen, the Englishman, received a Best Supporting Actor Oscar nomination in 05 for Closer. 61 today. Tommy Lee, Motley Crue, lead singer, 63 today. Jack Wagner, known for soap operas, pretty good singer too back in his time. Jack Wagner, 66 today. Let's see here. Dennis Eckersley, pitching great, 71. Boston Red Sox and others, 71 today. Dave Winfield, Golden Gopher, Yankee, played with the Twins for a year or so, 74 today for Dave Winfield. Ooh, wow. I wasn't thinking he was that old. Roy Horn, the magician and animal trainer, one half of Siegfried and Roy, passed away back in 2020, born in 1944 on this day. Chubby Checker. I saw a posting yesterday, Chubby Checker, an unsolicited plug coming to Lake of the Torches later this year. You might want to check that out. Yeah, he's 84 and he's still out performing. Careful on the twist there, Chubby. Chubby Checker, Ernest Evans, 84 today. Rock and roll superstar Eddie Cochran, born on this day. Ain't No Cure for the Summertime Blues was his big song. 1938 he was born. He passed back in 1960. And that's about it. On the local scene, we've got Danielle Peterson, who is celebrating a birthday on Sunday the 5th. But we'll put you in for the cake drawing, which will happen right now. Thank you to the Baker Department at Super One for providing our cake each and every week. I have reached in and I have achieved the winner of this week's cake. And it shall go to someone who celebrated back on Monday or so. Is it Barb? Barb Wagner. Yeah, we got a late one on Sunday for Monday for Sunday, whatever. So even though you already celebrated, Barb, we'll give you a free cake, courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One in Park Falls. Congratulations!
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Nygaard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks91. That's BRUX91.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
98Q Country.
Same old dive, same old end of the work week drink. Bartender knows my name, but I
them up strong, serves me up right. And here I go again, I'm drinking one, I'm drinking two. I got my heartache medication, a strong dedication to getting over you, turning me loose on that hardwood jukebox, lost in neon time. My heartache medication, well, it suits me fine, and I'm drinking enough to take you off my another girl, another dance to a country song, turning me on. Here's to a good time and halfway to feeling all right.
Heartache Medication, John Party there at 98Q Country. Well, we talk Brewers, Packers, Badgers with our guy Mike Clemens. He runs around and covers them in the stadium, kind of the media side. And I thought this would be a good time to bring in the fan side of being a Brewer fan and going into the playoffs, because this has been a very special year. And no bigger Brewer fan you'll find than our very own Mr. Darren Patterson here from the Shawamigan School. Darren, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you. I don't know if I'm the biggest.
Oh, I think. Oh, you're the most knowledgeable that I run into, and probably one of the biggest fans. So, what are the emotions of a Brewer fan right now going into these playoffs, taking on the old manager Craig Counsell, taking on the number one rival team in the Cubs? What are your feelings as a fan going into this 5-game series, Darren?
That's a complicated question. first and foremost, you have to be excited, because it's the playoff. It's playoff baseball. It's better than the alternative of not being there. So I think you have to embrace it and enjoy it. But it's also kind of torturous too, Joel. You know, I would have preferred to play San Diego to just not have to deal with the Cubs situation, even though I think San Diego was the better team. I think they had better pitching, but in a short series, anything can have. But I just didn't really want to deal with everything that is with the Cubs and the fan base and what have you. But yeah, it is what it is. So, you know, at the end of the day, does it really matter if they play the Cubs or Padres? Probably not. You know, if the Brewers plan on advancing, they probably just need to take care of their business and play like they did when they were really hot this summer.
Yeah, and what are the feelings on, I mean, going into the playoffs, we know pitching is gold in the playoffs. Woodruff is out, Trevor McGill, question mark, whether he'll be able to play. I mean, that's a couple pretty significant guys to have out or possibly out with McGill.
Yeah, but the good thing for McGill is he did play on their last regular season game, and he was hitting 98, 99. He can crank it up over 100, but I think the key for him, he was getting his knuckle curve over for strikes too, and that was last Sunday. So now, game one is tomorrow, Saturday, so that's another 6 days. My concern for him, probably his arm is probably fine. It's just the rust of what having one pitching assignment and 6 weeks, so that would be my only concern with him. And then, Joe, I'm sure you followed it too, but sometimes the division winners that get those buys, meaning the one or two seeds, you know, they have that long layoff, and baseball guys are such creatures of habit. You know, like, they're accustomed to playing, you know, two straight weeks of straight baseball games with no days off, and now you kind of give them, well, you didn't kind of, you did. You gave, the Brewers have had five consecutive days off, so
yeah.
I hope that the hitting timing is all there and this and that. But, you know, the more I think about it, I think, so maybe in the Brewers' case, or maybe this is just my way of trying to put a positive spin on it, maybe they really did need the rest this year too, just because of some of the injuries they've been dealing with. But I guess we'll find out as the series moves along.
Yeah, and I think with a young team like the Brewers have and playoff inexperience, I personally think it's important for the Brewers to come out and put one on the board in the first two or three innings, whether it's a home run or just something that just kind of not have to look at that goose egg maybe in the fifth and sixth inning, just to kind of get through that. I think that's important for a young team.
I agree 100% too. You know, whether it's just in game one, getting off to a quick start, or if anything, for the whole series, getting that game one, I think would be crucial for the Brewers. And, you know, Council knows that from the Cubs side of things too. And, you know, you started off asking me if, like, the whole rivalry thing, but it is just so much more elevated with Council in Chicago. I mean, if you think about his story, his dad worked in the public relations for the Brewers. He hung around the Brewers when he was a kid. He had two stints playing with the Brewers. He was in their front office. He's their winningest manager. He lives in Whitefish Bay. It just, I don't know. There's just, you know, if you're a Brewer fan, it's like you appreciate the things he did, but, you know, he's on the other side now. It's just so hard to think of what to make of this.
Yeah, it was like when Favre left and played for Minnesota. It's almost like the same thing. It's just like one of us is over there. We still kind of like him, but we don't kind of like you.
Yeah. And maybe there will be some amends made at some point down the road, but who knows. But for right now, he's an enemy. He's on the other line, and we're both trying to pursue the same thing, you know, get to the World Series.
Yeah, and just being able to – I mean, we feel it a little bit up here, but when you get down in Milwaukee and Madison, where the cities and the teams are so close down there, it's a pretty intense and fun rivalry, but it is pretty intense. A lot of the fans up here maybe don't feel that as much because we're kind of removed from that every day, seeing a Cubs jersey at work or on the street, right?
Probably. Yeah. But, you know, Cubs fans are everywhere, and I always like to tell people this too, because we always – I don't know about you, but I don't like the Wrigley Field North references because I think they're a little overkill. But the reality of it is Chicago is so close to Milwaukee, and a lot of people that are, you know, young adults, they that live in the Chicago suburbs, they live in southeastern Wisconsin too now. You know, a lot of northern Illinois people have make their home in the Milwaukee, greater Milwaukee area. So that kind of plays into it too. But, you know, yeah, we probably don't get the effect of seeing Cub jerseys everywhere. But, you know, the Cubs are a national brand. And, you know, I've yet to watch a game in the last decade or whatever. If you watch the Cubs on TV or something, you always see Cub fans everywhere. Doesn't matter if it's in Atlanta or Arizona or what have you. They're everywhere. You know, whereas the Brewers, let's be honest, we're more of a regional team, you know, kind of right, based down in southeast Wisconsin or even up here. I think you guys carrying the Brewers does wonders for Brewer fans up here and stuff. But, you know, we're a regional team.
Yeah. And I think fans have to go into this when it's all said and done, Darren, at the end of the season, you have to kind of divide it. You have to put a divider between the regular season and the playoffs. And, you know, just don't let what happens in the postseason put a scar on anything that happened in the regular season, because that was just a great experience for Brewer fans. And now it's a whole new season, like they say, right?
It is. You know, everything. And even from setting up your pitching staff. I mean, they even put off days in between. You know, after game one, there's a day in between games one and two, so they don't play on Sunday. And then it's just a different ballgame. But I think that allows you to kind of really bullpen the game if you want to a little bit. Guys get that extra day of rest in between games. It is a totally different game. And you know, the second inning, second and third innings, fourth innings, you know, they're going to feel like the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings. If you want to compare regular season to playoff baseball, it's just, you know, you kind of live on every pitch, to be honest with you, in the postseason, because just one slight mistake or one slight move, it could go bad. Think of the game yesterday between the Cubs and Padres. Mm-hmm. I wonder if the Padres are second-guessing themselves by trying to throw Yu Darvish, who only lasted an inning. They probably would have been better off just bullpenning it from the start.
Yeah, and it's a unique week in another way, too, because not only do you have the two rivalry teams playing, the Brewers and Chicago, but the Packers and the Bears both have bye weeks. So it's like the entire 100% fan focus is on all this series will be over before the Packers and the Bears play again.
So, I didn't think of the Bears being off this week. I knew the Packers were, but you're right. I guess that really will kind of heighten it this week because, we all need our sports fix, and what better now just to focus on that game.
Yeah. Well, enjoy the ride. I was thankful we didn't get San Diego because that could have meant a late night, although they put the start time at 8:08 on Monday, which is going to be, you know, you're probably going to be pushing midnight before you finally close your eyes on Monday night's game.
Yeah, well, we'll suffer through it, but you can go to bed happy if they pull it off.
So. Yeah, exactly. Well, Darren, thank you for sharing your thoughts. We appreciate it. Good luck to the Brewers. From a Twins fan, I can say I've never rooted for a team more than I am right now for the Brewers and Murphy to do something special here in the playoffs. So I'm behind it. So.
Well, and I'll throw it back at you. I am not a Minnesota sports fan by any means. I never will be. But if there was one sports team in Minnesota I could tolerate, I think it would be the Twins. Just because, you know, baseball, you know, this is it's such a different sport than anything else because they don't have the salary caps and, you know, everyone's kind of on a level playing field. And I think when you size up the Brewers and Twins, they kind of have to just operate the same way. So, you know, like the small market model and stuff, I can kind of respect that when you the David Goliath kind of stories. And so those small market teams, like, you kind of root for them at times as well.
Yeah, and I'll wait till after the postseason to start my campaign to have Murph be the new Twins head coach since they don't have one right now. So I'll wait till after the playoffs are over, okay?
Okay.
All right, Darren. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yep. Bye, Joel.
You have Darren Patterson, very involved with Shawamigan Athletics, athletic director down there for many years, of course, and a big Brewer fan. I just wanted to get a fan perspective from the series. Going into the big one this weekend. Tomorrow, we'll have it for you at 12:35 pregame, 108 first pitch Brewer Baseball, right here on 98Q.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Start your four-year degree at NTC with University Transfer, the affordable way to complete classes with maximum transferability. With NTC's University Transfer degree, you can start here and go anywhere, including transfer to UW, Stevens Point, and other four-year universities. Learn more today by visiting www.ntc.edu/university-transfer or contact the NTC campus nearest you, North Central Technical College. Start here. Go anywhere.
Get ready, Price County. The annual Fall Harvest Festival is happening Saturday, October 4th in downtown Phillips. Enjoy over 50 food, arts, and craft vendors, live music, kids activities, and plenty of fall fun for the whole family. Don't miss the chance to spend your Saturday strolling through downtown while enjoying everything the Harvest Festival has to offer. Join us October 4th, 9 to 3, the Phillips Fall Harvest Festival presented by the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce. Special thank you to all of our sponsors. For details, visit PhillipsWisconsin.net or enjoyprisecounty.com.
Burgers Bar and Grill invites you to celebrate Phillips Fall Festival all week long. Monday, enjoy a $9 basic burger with a side. Tuesday, grab $2 beef or $3 chicken tacos, hard or soft. Closed Wednesday. Thursday at 5, it's Texas Steak Night. Friday all day, Wisconsin Friday Fish Fry. Don't miss the 15th annual Charity Rib Cook-Off at 4 p.m. on Saturday the 4th, benefiting Phillips Wrestling Club and Wounded Warriors Camp Hackett. Find Burgers Bar and Grill next to A&W and Phillips.
Let's head on down to Wheelway and have a chat with Pete down there. Right, we've got some great things going on in our community, and Wheelway, always community-minded, and this month, doing some great things. Right, Pete?
Absolutely. What a great organization. Lord's Cupboard. We're doing it for the next couple weeks. Let's make sure we take advantage of this opportunity and give out to all the needs for the Lord's Cupboard for the next couple weeks. We have a drop box down here. Make sure you get down here and bring all the items that they're looking for.
All right, got some great vehicles on the lot. Boy, some 24s, even 25s, Pete.
Joel, it's that time. We have 25s, 24s now, new pre-owned stuff that's never hit the lot here. We brought it up here. Major, major savings going on right now. Make sure you take advantage of those savings.
And they can do it all right there, Pete. They got the financing, you've got the trade-in, and interest rates are really good right now, right?
Absolutely. Make sure you take advantage of them. Low interest we haven't seen in a long time. That means the lower the rate, the better the payment that you can afford every month. Make sure you go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out our credit application, and we'll get you a financing and drive one home today. 762-2467, the number again is 762-2467.
We check your pulse. We examine your symptoms. But what we see is you. We see the promises of youth, the joys of growth, and the wisdom of experience. Throughout your entire life's journey, we are right here with you, alongside you, and ready to serve you and your family, helping you get the most out of a healthy life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Fall-like temperatures will be back next week. We're going to be dealing with this sunny, summer-like weather for a few more days. Today, sunshine, mid to upper 80s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, back into the 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and windy with a high again in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
98Q Country.
Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Pour me a drink.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.